invite you in tonight just to dwell among us. Thank you, Father, for this time that we can dedicate to prayer, to just pray out those mysteries, those things that you would have us pray out, that we know that when we pray in the Spirit, we pray out the perfect will of God. And we thank you for being with us and in us and moving among us tonight. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it, Father. Amen, amen, amen. God's presence is here, amen, amen. Well, you can be seated for just a second. I just want to read a couple of scriptures and then we're going to get into prayer, amen. How many of you love to pray? I do. I want to say a special hello to Anchor Faith Church. Hi, y'all. I think about the beach at St. Augustine quite often. I'm going to be back there in June, so it'll be good to see you guys. You guys hold a special place in my heart, so I love you. Thanks for joining us tonight. All right, isn't technology wonderful? Amen. People from all over can join with us in prayer. And you know, that's something that the Lord has put on my heart tonight as a prayer focus, is that for the church as a whole, I'm talking about the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, I just want to focus and pray for unity within the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I believe that in these last days, and how many of you know we are living in the last days? Amen. Is that it's going to take us as the church as a whole, working together in unity and harmony to bring the great revival so that Jesus can come back and take us all and get us out of here and go to heaven. Amen. And live with him and reign with him forever. But you know, the devil would like nothing more than to bring division and strife into the church. Because, see, you know, the devil's not stupid. He knows that where division and strife is, every evil work abounds. And so that's what he would like to do inside the church, is get division and divide. Because when we come together in unity and harmony, like God called us to, man, that is a powerful place to be. And the Lord brought me over to Ephesians chapter 4, so we're going to go there. Ephesians chapter 4, we're going to start in verse 1 through 6. I'm going to read in the NLT, and then we're going to go and read it in the Message as well, okay? So it says, therefore I, a prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. For there is one body and one Spirit, just as you have been called to one glorious hope for the future. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, in all, and living through all. Amen. That's what we've been called to be as the church. We've been called to be unified together. And we make allowance for each other's faults. We make every effort to live in unity. And I think it's no mistake that it says make every effort, because it can be hard and difficult, right? But we want to make every effort to live in peace. Let's go over in the Message. I like what it says there. And you know, sometimes it's good when you find scriptures that the Lord brings to you, just look it up in a whole bunch of different translations. It can shed different light. Maybe there's a word that brings some revelation to you. So here's what it says in the Message. In light of all of this, here's what I want you to do. While I'm locked up here, a prisoner for the master, I want you to get out there and walk. Better yet, run on the road God called you to travel. I don't want any of you sitting around on your hands. I don't want anyone strolling off down some path that goes nowhere. And mark that you do this with humility and discipline, not in fits and starts, but steadily pouring yourselves out for each other in acts of love, alert at noticing differences, and quick at mending fences. You were all called to travel on the same road, in the same direction. So stay together, both outwardly and inwardly. You have one master, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who rules over all, works through all, and is present in all. Everything you are and think and do is permeated with oneness. But that doesn't mean you should all look and speak and act the same. Out of the generosity of Christ, each of us is given his own gift. I love that. I love that because you know what this says to me that is so awesome? Is that God is a God of diversity, but he's also a God of unity. He's a God of diversity, but he's a God of unity. And you know what? Just over the past, 18 months or so, it has just absolutely broken my heart at the way that the church is divided and the way that they're attacking each other. And, you know, they're just so mean. And, you know, you say something and, you know, you just get all attacked and it's all hateful and there's no peace and unity in it. Nobody's trying to understand each other. There's political divide in the church. There's racial divide in the church. There's just all kinds of divide, and this should not be. This should not be. God is a God of diversity. He's given each of us unique gifts, but he's also a God of unity because we have all been called children of God. Amen? And that's where we need to identify first, that we are all children of God. And I'm so thankful that God is a God of diversity and unity. I mean, think about this. I mean, you just look at creation and you see that God loves diversity. I mean, you look at all the different types of trees and flowers. You look at all the different types of birds and bugs and creatures. I don't like the creatures so much, you know, but that's okay. I mean, you know, they're interesting. You look at all the different types of animals, all the different types of fish and things in the ocean. I mean, it is diverse. And then you look around at people. Wouldn't it be a boring life and world if God created everybody to look the same, to act the same, to think the same, just to be the same? That would be the most boring thing in the world. I mean, you look around and, you know, I love talking to people that have different points of view than me. I love talking to people that see things just in a unique way. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day about some things in the Bible and about some of the end time things. And they had a point of view. And I was like, wow, you know, I've never thought about that before. When I read the scripture, I didn't see it that way. But I don't know if I agree or not, but that's a really interesting perspective. And I'm going to think about that. And I'm going to pray about that. And, you know, I respected that person for having just a different point of view because God has made us all different, right? You know, God's made us to all look different. You know, I have two kids and they both have red hair, and I still don't know how that happened because my husband and I have brown hair. And when they were born, we were like, wow, I don't know how that happened, but it did. That's the way God created it. He designed that, you know? And so he designed all of us different. And that is awesome. And I am so glad. And I think, you know, that's why it says we should, you know, make allowance for each other's faults, that we should, you know, work and love one another, you know, because we're all different, right? And I'm so glad. I love that God is a God of diversity. But you know what? I also love that God is a God of unity. And he has called all of us, the church, in one glorious hope. And that hope is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior and our soon coming King. And you know what the common denominator, as much as we are different, you know what the common denominator that is above all and in all of us? That is, we are children of God. That when we made Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior, that we identify as a child of God first. And that binds us together in unity and harmony. And that's why when we disagree with each other and we have different opinions, that's okay, because we're all in the same family. We are all children of God. And we can love each other and respect each other, and we don't have to hate on each other. Amen? Amen. And you know what? Here's the thing. Love that has been shed abroad in each of our hearts as a believer, love covers everything. Love changes things. Love changes things. And when we choose to act in love, when we choose to be in unity and harmony with one another, that is the greatest thing we could ever do. You know, one of my favorite quotes by Dr. King, he said, "I have decided to stick with love, for hate is too great a burden to bear." So powerful. Because what Dr. King knew is the same thing that I know, and it's the same thing that you know, is that this whole Christianity thing, it's all based in love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And love is the only thing that can change a person's heart. The love of God is the only thing that can drive out hate. The love of God is the only thing that can change somebody. Amen. And so we need to come together in unity and in harmony as the body of Christ for these last days, because you know what? We have to stick with the word, and our purpose is the Great Commission, to go out and preach the gospel so that all may know the saving power of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is what unifies us. And why in the world would somebody want to get saved and want to know Jesus and be like us if we're all divided and hating on each other? That's no different than the world. But we are children of God, and we should come together in humility and harmony and unity for the sake of the world, to bring hope, help, and healing to the world, because that's what we have on the inside of us. We have Jesus, the hope of our glory. And so I want us to just pray, because, you know, unity has to start within the church, okay? And we have to acknowledge that the church as a whole is divided. You can't ever solve a problem if you don't admit that it exists, right? And so, you know, I think we can all admit, I think we can all look around at the church as a whole over the past 18 months, and we can say, hey, Houston, we have a problem, right? I think we can acknowledge that. But you know what? We have the answer too. And the answer is the love of God that has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And if we would just choose on a daily basis, Paul says, making every effort to live in harmony and unity, making every effort, if we decide daily to do what the great Dr. King says, we decide to stick with love, then we will all be in unity and harmony. And then we can go out and preach the gospel to the world and bring a great revival to this world. Amen? Amen. So I want us to stand up, and we're going to pray for unity and harmony in the body of Christ, because that is what needs to happen. And that just has been on my heart. So let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, we just come to you, Father. Oh, Father, and we know that there is brokenness, that there is division, that there is strife in the body of Christ. And we know that that does not please you. Father, we know that every believer, every child of God, has the love of God that has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And Father, we know that it is a daily decision to act on that love, to come together in unity and harmony. And Father, right now, we just pray for the body of Christ. We pray for believers everywhere. We pray for churches everywhere, Father, that there would just be a spirit of unity, Father, a spirit of harmony that would just flow all over the church, Father, that would just flow. And we bind every evil work. We bind divisive spirits. We bind that in the name of Jesus. We bind division. We bind strife in the name of Jesus. It has no place in the church. We kick it out right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, sokota esini kitara sho soko. Osono kotarashi inisi kitarasho so kota isini kitarasho so kotarashi isini kitarashi sini kita. Oh, and I pray that the love of God, the love of God would well up on the inside big among every believer, Father, that they would let the love of God change their heart, change their mind, change their thoughts, change their actions. Oh, so kotarashi si nikita. Oh, so no ko. Oh, so kotarashi inisi kitarasho so kota isi nikitarashi usu. Oh, show us, Father. Show us where we need to change our actions. Show us where we need to change our thoughts. Oh, so kotarashi si nikita. Oh, so kotarashi. Oh, Father, help us to know when we're stepping out of love and stepping out of unity and stepping out of harmony. Oh, sokotarashi sini kitarasho sokota isini kitarasho. Oh, Father, help us to see our brothers and sisters in Christ. Help us to see them and love them, Father. Oh, sokotarashi sini kita. Oh, sokotarashi sini kita. Oh, sokotarashi sini kita. Oh, sokotarashi. Open our eyes, Father, to appreciate diversity, but live in unity. Oh, sokotarashi sini kitarashi sini kita. Oh, sokota. For there is one body and one spirit, just as we are called in one hope of our calling. Oh, sokotarashi sini kita. Oh, sokotarashi sini kita. Oh, Father, help us to build our lives upon your love, upon your love, upon your love, upon your love, upon your love. Oh, that love, oh, that love. Oh, sokotarashi sini kita. Oh, sonoko, oh, sokotarashi isini ki. The love that cost you to give your one and only son for us. Oh, sokotarashi. Oh, renew that in our hearts. Renew that love. Oh, sokotarashi sini kita. Oh, sokotarashi sini kita. Oh, sokota, inisi kitarasho sokota, inisokotarashi sinikita, oh, sokota lashi sinikita, oh, sokotarashi, isini nikitarashi sinikita lashi, inisi ki, that we would walk in harmony, we would walk hand in hand to fulfill the call. Oh, sokotara sono kotara shi sinikita. Oh, sokotara shi sinikita. Oh, sokotara shi isinikita rasho. Oh, sokotara shi sinikita. Oh, Father, and I pray for pastors that they would be bold to step up in their churches and to lead their churches into peace, into unity, into harmony, that you would give them wisdom and knowledge on how to do that, Father. Oh, the love of God changes things. The love of God changes things. Oh, sokotarashi sinikita. Oh, it is faith working by love. Working by love. Oh, sokotarashi nisikita. Oh, sonokotarashi sinikita. Oh, sokokotarashi. Oh, sonokotarashi sinikita. Oh, sonokotarashi. Inisikitarasho, sonokotalashi. Inisikitarasho, sokota. Oh, sokokotarashi. Oh, sokokotarashi. Oh, that the change would begin in the church. The change would begin in the church. That harmony would begin in the church. The peace would begin in the church and it would flow out. It would flow out to this nation. Oh, sokotarashi. Oh, the harmony would flow out to this nation. That we will be a change. That we will be a change. Oh, sokotara. That we will be a light. Oh, that we will lead the way on how to live in unity and harmony. Oh, sokotarashi sini kitarasho. Oh, sokotarashi sini. Nikita, oh sokotarashi sinikita, oh sokotarashi sinikita, oh sonokota, oh sonokotarashi, inisikitarasho sokota, oh sokotarashi inisikitala, usukuta, oh sonokotarashi sinikita, oh sokokotarashi sinikita, usukuta, isinikitarasho sokotarashi inisiki, oh sokota, oh love drives out that darkness, love drives out the darkness. Oh, love never fails. Oh, it never fails. It never gives up. It never loses hope. It always wins. Oh, it always wins. Oh, sokotarashi sinikita. Oh, sonokotarashi sinikita. Oh, sonokotarashi inisikitarasho sokotarashi. Inisikitarasho sokotarashi. Inisikitarasho sokotara. Inisikitarasho. Oh, sokotarashi inisi ikutula shinisi. Oh, sonokotarashi inisikitala. Oh, sonoko. Oh, sokota isinikitarasho. Sho sokota inisikita la sho sonokota la o sonokota o sokota inisikita la sho sonokota o sokota inisikita la sho isonokota la shi sinikita la shi o sokota la shi Isinikitala sho soko isukutala shi sinikita o sokotara shi sinikita o sokotara shi o sokotara shi si oh and as we come together in one accord in one place oh sokotara shi o sonokota one accord in one place oh sokotara shi o sonoku o sonoku Oh, that is when things will change. That is when miracles will take place. That is when moves will take place. That is when revival will take place in one accord, in one accord, in one place, in one accord, in one mind. And oh, sokotara, in unity. Oh, sokotara shi sinikita. Oh, sokota. O sokota inisikita rasho sonokota isinikita rasho sokota lashi si inisikita rashi o sokota rashi o so o soko when they were in one accord and one one place, oh, there the Holy Spirit could move and work and change things. Oh, sokotala inisi kitara sho sokotala shi. Oh, sokotara shi sini kita. Oh, sokota isini nini kitara sho so. Oh, as we humble ourselves and we make those changes. Oh, sokotara shi si inisi kitara sho sokotara shi isini nini. Oh, so kotara shi si nikita rasho. Oh, so kotara shi si nikita. Oh, sono no kotara shi. Inisi kita rasho, so kotara shi si. Inisi kita rasho, so kotara shi si si kita rasho. Oh, sono kota. Isi. Nikita rasho so sokotara shi si nikita o sokotara shi o sokotara shi isi nikita rasho so sokotara shi isi si si kitara sho no 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 kotara shi si nikita o sokotara shi si nikita o sokotara shi o so I feel like the Spirit of the Lord is saying that there's some that needs to make adjustments in their heart. Oh no, it's not big. It's just little attitude adjustments. Oh, sono kotarashi. Attitudes towards people. Oh, sono no kotarashi. Sini kitarashi. Oh, so, oh, kitarashi. Oh, sono kotarashi. I sini kita. Oh, so kotarashi. Just attitude, heart change. I just keep on hearing the word combative and argumentative. Oh, sokotarashi. Combative and argumentative. That there's some that just need to make that adjustment in your heart. Oh, sokotarashi. Need to ask the Lord just to forgive you, just to make that adjustment. Oh, sokotarashi. Oh, and when you do, oh, sokotarashi sini kitala sho soko ini. Oh, the Holy Spirit will flow in a greater measure. Oh, sokotarashi sini kitala la sho. Oh, sokotarashi. Oh, so, oh, it'll free that up. It'll free up. Oh, sokotarashi si. Oh, no kotarashi. And the things that you have been believing for and wanting to see. Oh, sokotarashi si ki. Just those small attitude adjustments. Oh, it'll free that up and you'll see the blessings flow in your life. You'll see the answers flow in your life. Oh, sokotarashi si niki. Oh, freedom. Freedom. Oh, sokotarashi si nikita. Oh, sokotarashi. Ooh, because love brings a freedom. It brings a freedom. Oh, sokotarashi si nikita rasho sokota. Oh, so sokotarashi si nikita. Oh, sokotarashi si nikita. Oh, love brings freedom. Love brings freedom. Oh, sokotarashi sinikita. Oh, sokotarashi sinikita rashi sikita. Oh, sokotarashi sinikita. Oh, you need to make it right, says the Lord. There's things that I'm wanting to do in your life, but I need you to make that adjustment. I need you to make that right so that I can flow through you. Oh, sokotarashi in a greater measure. Oh, sokotarashi si nikita rasho sokota. E si nikita rasho so sokotarashi. Oh, so no kotarashi si nikita rasho soko. Oh, so no kotarashi. Oh, sokotarashi si nikita. Oh, sokotarashi si nikita. Oh, sokotarashi. Oh, so no kotarashi. Sinikita, usunuku, usunuku, usunuku tarashi, sinikita, isinikutarashi. Oh, so kotarashi. For there is one body, there is one body, there is one body. Oh, so kotarashi, nisikita, la sho so kota. Oh, so no kotarashi. Inisikita, o sokota, inisikita lasho sokota, inisikita. Oh, and as we choose to walk in love, as we choose to walk in love and peace and harmony, as we make that commitment to walk in peace and harmony and unity, oh, sukutarashi, with our brothers and sisters, as children of God, oh, the peace. Oh, the peace that will flow, the freedom that will flow. Oh, that we can, oh, sokotara, that we as the church can do greater things. Oh, sokotara shi sini kita. Oh, sokotara shi, oh, Father. Father, we commit to you. We commit to you to walk in peace, to walk in harmony. Lord, we recommit to walk in that love, the love that has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And we choose to leave any bitterness, any anger, any hate, any argumentative spirit, any combativeness. We choose to just leave that right now. We repent of that right now in the name of Jesus. And we choose to walk in love. Daily walk in love. Daily walk in love. Just like 1 Corinthians 13 says. Oh, we'll be patient and kind and long-suffering. Oh, sokotarashi, that we'll make allowance for each other's faults, knowing that none of us are perfect. Love gives the benefit of the doubt. It gives the benefit of the doubt. Oh, it always believes the best. It always sees the best. And we choose to believe the best and see the best in our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ and walk together in unity and harmony. We recommit to you, Father, to do that, to walk in love, to get back to love, to get back to the way that you love. For you so loved us. You so loved the world that you gave the greatest gift. And Father, we want the love of God, the God kind of love flowing through us and in us into the world around us, because there's no greater foundation than the love of God. It's the love of God. It's the love of God. Oh, Father, we choose to walk in it. We choose to walk in it. We choose to walk in it. Hallelujah.
And bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, and bind us together with love. Oh, bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with love. Oh, come on, sing it with me. And bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, and bind us together with
love. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what it's all about. It's God's love. It's God's love that saved us, and it's God's love that we're going to take to the world to bring hope, help, and healing, amen, to this world, and revival to this nation. And it starts with the church being in unity and harmony and one accord and one mind and loving on each other, amen, amen. I believe it. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, Ephesians 4 verses 1 through 6, you can't read that without it changing something on the inside of you. Amen. My encouragement to you is just read that every day. Read it every day as a reminder to walk with our brothers and sisters in unity and harmony. And I tell you what, look for ways this week. Look for ways to, on purpose, show our brothers and sisters in Christ love. We want to show the world love too. But you know what? Sometimes we forget to show our brothers and sisters in Christ love. So love on them. Look for ways to love on them, whether it be through a word of encouragement, whether it be through praying for them. Maybe you buy him a coffee or, you know, a candy bar or something, but look for ways to love on our brothers and sisters in Christ and live in unity and harmony. Amen. Amen. Well, I was encouraged tonight. I don't know about you, but I was encouraged. Amen.